Alaska's senators, along with bloggers and columnists around the country, are criticizing a portion of the Republican response to President Obama's speech last night. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal included funding for volcano monitoring in a short list of stimulus projects he considers unworthy.
While some of the projects in the bill make sense, their legislation is larded with wasteful spending. It includes $300 million to buy new cars for the government, $8 billion for high-speed rail projects such as a magnetic levitation line from Las Vegas to Disneyland, and $140 million for something called volcano monitoring. Instead of monitoring volcanoes, what Congress should be monitoring is the eruption of spending in Washington, D.C.
Democratic Senator Mark Begich sent a letter to Jindal today, pointing out that volcano monitoring is a matter of life and death in Alaska. He described the near disaster in 1989 when ash from Mount Redoubt stalled all four engines of a 747 with hundreds of passengers on board. The plane only regained power after plummeting thousands of feet. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski brought up similar points in a statement, but said it is legitimate to question whether funding for volcano monitoring should be included in a bill meant to stimulate the economy. Alaska senators may be from different parties, but they agree that President Obama gave a strong speech last night. Murkowski says it was a good mix of pragmatism and hope.
He didn't try to sugarcoat where we are in terms of the strength of our economy. He was very upfront in terms of what we're dealing with, the magnitude of it, that it's going to be difficult. But he also spoke with a level of optimism that we're Americans. We've been through some tough times, but we are innovators, we are hard workers, and we will come out on the other side of these economic troubles that we're in the midst of right now.
Democratic Senator Mark Begich says he approved of the trio of priorities President Obama laid out: energy, health care, and education. Begich says the energy component is especially important to Alaska.
I wish he would have mentioned, obviously, gas line as a form of clean energy. I know it's on his list of five. But just the fact that he talked about renewable energy, I think Alaska, in a lot of ways, is the collection of all of it. I mean, most states have certain concentration. Alaska has it all. I mean, we got geothermal, hydro, wind, solar, new technologies, you name it, we're doing it. And because of that, it gives us a great, I think, edge as an incubator for a lot of the new technology.
Congressman Don Young did not attend the speech and did not make himself available for comment afterward.